Okay, fun seekers, it's time to take a look at some of the free websites where we can research information about stocks. My favorite place is still the library, but they're all closed now, and I'll tell you why in a bit. But still, one of the best places for free internet research for stocks is Yahoo Finance. It used to be the best. It used to be awesome, but they destroyed it over the last several years. And I actually sent an email to the CEO of Verizon, you know, not thinking that he was going to actually get it, because Verizon owns Yahoo. Somebody underling would get it. He answered me the next day. the CEO, turns out he lived at one time right across the street from Southwestern Community College. And then Bloomberg Finance, MarketWatch, Google Finance, CNBC. These are, I should also include Morningstar there also. I should add that. But we'll take a look at Yahoo Finance. And then the granddaddy of them all, the Value Line, which used to be pay only, but now they're allowing you to get some information on stocks and all the information, it seems, on the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So that's why I said the library is still my favorite place, because you get the Value Line for free there. It's $50 a month for the normal version, $20 a month for the smaller version, and then it goes up from there. You can spend a lot more money, but it's worth it. That's why I like libraries. I may actually fork over the $50 a month. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, let's take a look at Yahoo Finance, because that's still one of the best free websites for researching stocks. Now, because I've made the screen a little bit smaller here, you can't see a whole lot, but you got to be careful. This is where they want you to search, because this is basically their search engine. They still think someday that they're going to beat Google. I don't know if it's going to happen. Where you really need to go to do a search on this individual stock is over here, where it says quote lookup. That's where you need to go. So let's take a look at Nike. And how do we find it? We can start typing in N-I-K-E, I'm sorry. But hey, I knew already, and you'll know eventually, especially the bigger companies, that the symbol for Nike is N-K-E. So I could have typed that in also, N-K-E. And Yahoo says, yeah, you want Nike. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. So I click on that, and then up comes a sip from the fire hose, a whole lot of information, some of which is fairly straightforward, but we're going to learn more about it as we go along. This is the current price. Now, the market is still open, so you may see that number change. Also, you're not seeing it in the time that you're seeing it 15 minutes ago. Sometimes it's called real time. You're not seeing it in real time. You're seeing what happened 15 minutes ago. And today it's already lost $2.03 and it's down 1.41%. And this is showing you the day's activity. You could also see 6 months, year to date, 5 year maximum. We'll talk about charting later on. And then here's some of the information I'm going to ask you to find in Chapter 5, the market capitalization, the price-to-earnings ratio, the earnings per share. Here's where it gets a little tricky, the dividend and yield. Here's the dividend, $1.10, they don't put a dollar sign there, forward dividend, and that's the yield, 0.77%. If you see the percent sign, that means it's a yield. Now, you got to be careful. Some places give you the yearly dividend, and this is the yearly dividend, $1.10. And some places only give you the quarterly dividend. I know, they don't tell you that. And then we also ask you for the sector of the economy. Well, sometimes it's pretty straightforward. You could say Nike is apparel, you know, or sports apparel. But if you really want to see what they believe, go to profile, and we're going to learn more about these others as we go along. But here is a description of more the company. They say the sector is consumer cyclical. The industry is footwear and accessories. So you could say either of them. And we learn a little bit about Nike. Most of you know Nike. It's based somewhere in Oregon near Portland. Read about it and more information reporting. We're going to learn about the quarterly reports and the earnings reports as we go along. But this is for you to do this, the Chapter 5 assignment. Oh, and also there's the, I was just thinking of the stock market assignment, but there's also the earnings calls. So when is the next earnings call? Here, the most recent quarterly report was January 5th. So there'll be information on that in a different presentation in the assignment for the quarterly, for the earnings reports. So cool. That's Yahoo. If we wanted to take a look at another company, we go to Quote Lookup. Don't go up here because that's where they want you to do a search like Google search where they make money. So let's take a look at, say, Toyota Motor Corporation, TM. I happen to know that TM is the symbol, but if you just started typing Toyota, it would say, oh, you want Toyota Motor Corporation. And we'll see the same basically information. We're still on profile, and it would tell us that it's in consumer cyclical auto manufacturers. Go to the summary. And here's the market capitalization, price to earnings ratio, forward dividend yield. What else I ask you? Earnings per share. Yeah, those are the things I ask you. Now, another company that is fairly good, it's called MarketWatch. It's the Wall Street Journal's free website. Well, now they're making some things pay because obviously they can't get make money off of advertising. Forever, maybe some of them can, but this one has been free for quite some time, and now they're starting to charge. But it's still a whole lot cheaper, and I think actually better than the Wall Street Journal. I'm not impressed by the Wall Street Journal. People get angry at me for saying that, but I say, look, you know, if I thought they were good, I'd use them. So let's take a look at Nike. Again, we know the symbol now, but we could just type in Nike, and it would say, oh, we think you want Nike, this here it is, NKE. So we go to Nike and notice that they give us the, whoops, it's a little difficult. Go away. This is where it gets, they want you to sign up for E-Trade. How do I get rid of this guy? I can't seem to get rid of him. But where's the dividend? I think it's here they give you the dividend. See here, they give you 28 cents for the dividend. That's the quarterly dividend. Remember, it was $1.10 in Yahoo? Right, so you have to be careful. But that's still the same idea, 0.78%. And I can't get rid of this for some reason, but I don't know why. If I just click on it again, no, it's not getting rid of it. Oh, well, back to top. Nope, that's not helping. But in your screen, it'll look a lot better because I'm trying to make it small here. But the granddaddy of them all, folks. The value line. And the value line is going to look even worse than the others, folks. They're going to, and we'll discuss the value line when we get to Chapter 6 in more detail. But the cool thing about the value line is now they're giving you more information about individual stocks, which they didn't used to do for free. You had to go to the library, which is where I love going to when the COVID ends. And notice it remembers that I checked out Nike. So I'm going to click on that. And now, oh boy, are they going to give you too much information. We'll discuss all this information. It's still coming. We'll discuss all this information in detail later on. But we got to know that this is the mother load. This is the place that we're going to eventually want to use for our most important decisions. And that is, should we buy, should we sell a stock? So there are others, folks. There are others, CNBC, Morningstar. As I said, I should include Morningstar. Let me go back to the, come on, I'm trying to go back to here. We should include, I'm going to put Morningstar there. Google Finance, it used to be horrible. It used to, I don't know why Google, everything Google does, you know, is usually pretty darn good, you know, usually. But for some reason, Google Finance has been horrible, but it's gotten better. I don't know. Maybe they're saying, you know what? Maybe we should actually do a good job with this. So here, it remembers that I already checked Nike, but let's do Nike. And we get a lot less information than, Yahoo gave us. But it gives us the dividend. It doesn't give us the dividend dollars. It gives us the yield, the PE ratio, the market capitalization, things that we discussed in the Chapter 5 assignment, and things that I'm going to ask you to look up. So check them all out. If you find one better, if you find a better one, we would love to hear about it. Okay? So this is how you're going to do the Chapter 5 assignment, the stock markets assignment, and it will also help you with the earnings calls. But for the earnings calls, you want to go, in my humble opinion, right to the company's website and look for investor relations, because they usually have more information there. So that, make sure you look at the listen to the commentary for the Chapter 5 assignment for the earnings calls. Go right to the company's website and look for investor relations or investor information. All right, contact me. Any questions? Have fun with this. Get lost, as I say, in the assignment, and not in a bad way. Have fun.